This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native youth are warning U.S. lawmakers in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Indian country is struggling to combat mental health issues, which can lead to suicide. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has a story from Washington.
Suicide rates and substance abuse problems in Indian country are always alarmingly high, but officials fear big spikes during the pandemic. That's in part because these summer months are usually marked by important Native social events, like powwows or canoeing with a few friends, just to name a few. But most social gatherings are now canceled. Latasha Gonzalez of California's Bishop Paiute Tribe is with Unity Mission.
The best way to put it kind of feels like the rug has been ripped out from under all of us.
And many younger tribal members are confused, especially because many tribal communities haven't seen any coronavirus cases yet. Marco Avando is a youth leader with Unity 25 Under 25.
So it's been a really tough time for them to grasp that sort of new reality of staying home to keep safe from a threat that they can't see.
Scotty Miller is co-president of the National Unity Council. He's a member of Washington State's Swinomish Indian Tribal Community, which he describes as a small tribe in a small town where there's stigma already surrounding people seeking mental health services.
Part of it, I think, would just be like education to everybody and advocating that you don't have to have a problem to go to a counselor.
That's why Miller and the others are asking Congress to increase mental health funding in the next coronavirus stimulus package. For National Native News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
The executive director of the National Council of Urban Indian Health says urban Indian centers have been hit hard and have many unmet needs to address COVID-19. Francis Crevier recently told the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights the federal government is failing in its obligations to Native people living in urban areas.
Despite the government's failures, our facilities have done everything they can to keep their doors open for the patients who rely on them, with or without the pandemic.
She says urban Indian organizations were recognized by Congress in the 1970s to assist with healthcare needs of Native people living off reservations. And Native people who lack insurance often rely on urban centers. Crevier says many centers have not been able to keep up with the pandemic, lacking tests, equipment, and other resources and funding, and is calling on the federal government to uphold its obligations. Leaders of the Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Choctaw Nation say more dialogue is needed on potential impacts of the McGirt case. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled Congress never disestablished the Muscogee Creek Reservation, affirming reservation boundaries, which has led to tribal, state, and federal jurisdiction questions. In a joint statement Monday, the tribes committed to more discussions with stakeholders and the public. The leaders say the path forward requires collaboration with the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Seminole, and Muscogee Creek nations. The statement follows a proposal from Oklahoma's Attorney General last week involving jurisdiction. In a video message to tribal citizens, Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. said he spent the day listening to citizens and leaders.
None of the leaders of the five tribes support eroding sovereignty or turning back the recognition of our reservations achieved through McGirt. This is an historic ruling for Indian country, and we would never, ever undermine this monumental decision. On those points, we all agree.
Leaders of the Seminole and Muscogee Creek nations were quick to disapprove of the state's proposal Friday and called for meaningful government-to-government discussions. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on distance learning at aihec.org.
Support by the Internet Society. Tribes have until August 3rd to apply for a license to help bring the Internet to their communities. More info available by calling Mark at 1-800-311-2166 or visit internetsociety.org/tribal.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.